As election 72 approaches, a voice from the South rises once again.
Well, this is George Wallace. I read where Mr. Muskie doesn't think he could win with a Negro running mate. And I'm going to say something that might surprise you. I would not have any objection to a Negro vice president as long as he kept the White House lawn trim and came in every Thursday to do the windows.